This is the Public Utilities Commission in the state of South Dakota. Today is July 14th. It is approximately 10 a.m. We are gathered in the state capitol building in room 464 for a grain rules hearing. My name is Gary Hansen. My fellow commissioners are with me, Commissioner Johnson and Commissioner Colbeck. The public hearing is to consider the adoption and amendment of proposed rules that are numbered 2010-1103, 2010-1104, 2010-1104-1, 2010-1106, 2010-1107, 2010-11-8, 2010-11-9, 2010-11-9 subsection 1, 2010-11 subsection 11, 2010-11 subsection 12, 2010-11-13, 2010-11-18, 2010-12-05, 2010-12-08, 2010-12-09, 2010-12-10, 2010-12-11, 2010-12-12, 2010-12-13, 2010-12-14, 2010-12-16, 2010-12-17, 2010-31-04, and 2010-31-05. The hearing is being held today in room 464. The commission is proposing to make a number of changes to its public warehouse and grain buyer rules in accordance with statutory changes that were made in the 2008 legislative session. In addition, we are proposing to make a minor change to the pipeline safety rules. Persons who are interested in presenting data, opinions, and arguments for or against the proposed rules may do so by appearing in person at this hearing or by sending those comments to the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission at State Capitol Building, 500 East Capitol Pier, South Dakota, 57501-5070. Material sent by mail must reach the Public Utilities Commission by July 24, 2008 in order to be considered. After the hearing, the Commission will consider all written and oral comments it receives on the proposed rules. The Commission may modify or amend a proposed rule at that time to include or exclude matters that are described in this notice. At this time, I will ask whether anyone has any comments to make concerning the proposed rules, and I will turn the hearing, since it is a rules hearing, over to our counsel, Ms. Wiest. Ms. Wiest?
Thank you. Anyone have any comments?
Good morning. I'm Kathy Zander, and I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association. And we have communicated these changes with our members. They are very comfortable with them, and we worked well with GEMDA staff during session, and we just want to let you know we're very comfortable with the changes. Thank you.
Mr. Melhoff, did you have anything to add?
Just reiterate that we have worked very closely with industry throughout the legislative process, and then again as we updated the rules. I did receive one comment from an accountant on an oversight that I made. I failed to include independent public accountants as being authorized to prepare reviewed and audited statements for Class A grain buyers, and that is something that I would like to reinsert that language back in from the current draft. And that's it.
Okay. And this is Rolaine Wiest. I would also just note that we did get the rules approved by LRC for legality. There were just a couple minor, very minor editing changes, I would say. And they are also up on the web if anybody wants to look at those. And I don't see anybody else in the room that would have any comments. Do the commissioners have anything? What our next process will be if after July 24th, at the deadline for any written comments, then the commission will consider any changes to the rules. Right now I'm thinking that the commission can put this on their agenda. I believe it's August 8th or thereabouts on the next for approval of the rules, and then at the August 19th or thereabouts, then the Rules Review Committee meets, and then we'll try to get them approved at that point.
Ms. Weiss, the LRC changes, those are, all of their changes are the handwritten changes, is that right? They didn't do anything electronically?
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks.
So if no one has anything further, I believe that will close the hearing.
Thank you, Ms. Weiss, and thank you very much for your testimony, Kathy. We appreciate you coming all the way here. Thank you, Jim. We will conclude this meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Ms. Emler? The pipeline rules were listed. No one had any comments. Did you have anything to add, Ms. Emler? Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We have a motion to adjourn. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kobach?
Aye.
The motion carries, and we will resume our meeting in approximately 5 minutes for the... is that all right, Sherry?
We'll, I can't get a line until 10:30.
Okay, we cannot get lines until 10:30, so we will resume our other hearing at that time. And so we will be adjourned until... Well, this meeting is adjourned. Our next one is in recess, and that one will begin again at 10:30.